Aloha, Susie Cooney. Are you there?
Good morning, everybody. I am. How are you?
Well, Susie, at the end of this segment, I'm going to ask you how I am because I'm never quite sure this early in the morning. But
okay, got it.
Thank you very much.
Now,
Susie comes in every week, and she talks to us about health and fitness tips. You can reach her at SusieTrainsMaui.com. What's the phone number, Susie?
808-283-2121.
So, and when you get done, then you talk to Susie, and you can be just as healthy and fit as I am.
That's
or helpful. Or not, as the case may be.
Everybody wants a quick fix.
Susie, what are we going to talk about this morning?
Well, we are going to talk about kind of an annoying thing that happens to athletes and weekend warriors or anybody trying. We don't have any cabs you can chase after like we do like in New York. But, you know, I've heard stories of people getting shin splints from chasing cabs down in New York or maybe changing up the surface that they're running on.
Shin splints.
Now,
let's clarify this. Shin splints for our listeners. We're not talking about Charlie Sheen. We're talking about shin splints, okay?
I'm sure he's been kicked in the shins many times for his sassy mouth, but that's okay.
So what is a shin splint?
Well, first of all, do you know where the shin is?
It's on the leg.
Where?
It's on the front of the leg, below the knee. I mean,
and
the ankle, the tibia, something like
above
that.
Above the ankle. Very
above
good.
The ankle.
Okay, I'm just checking you're not pointing to your belly button.
No.
Okay.
I too. Charlie and I share something. We both have been kicked a lot in the shins.
Oh my goodness.
Generally under the table, as a matter of fact.
Good one. Well, many athletes and non-athletes get shin splints, and they are annoying. They are painful, and they can be unexpected, and they can take some time to heal.
Mm.
And typically what they are, they're just irritated small muscles that are often caused by overuse. Or people that are flat-footed sometimes when they their arches collapse or they have super tight calf muscles and they start changing up their workout routine or going from a casual training to super high intense climbing or climbing hills or running hills, you might get shin splints.
Now you said small muscles, but when I thought before about shin splints, I always thought it was something like dealing with the bone. But it's not.
Well, it's right. It's a tibial stress syndrome. So the tibial bone, which is a very heavy weight-bearing bone,
right.
It can withstand a lot of stress.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, when you touch the shin area, there's not a whole lot of fat or just a little bit of skin up there. We bruise easily there. Things hurt there when you get knocked and banged around.
I'm touching it right now, right here
on live
radio. I am touching my shin.
Oh, this is a G-rated audience. Okay. So they're little muscles that sit right on top of that bone.
Ah.
And sometimes, even if the shin splints are that bad, which are very tiny hairline breaks, you can get little stress fractures on the lower leg bone.
So these muscles are kind of like sheaths. They're kind of thin muscles over the...
Yes.
All right.
And it shin splints are about 13% of all running injuries. And I don't know of any runners that do it full time that have never had it. It's pretty common, but there are ways to prevent that and ways to treat it.
How do you do it
well,
when you got it?
Just to make sure your listeners know, I'm not a physician, but, you know, this is based on information that I have in my library. Just icing the shin to reduce the pain and swelling for about 30 minutes every 3 to 4 hours. Or until the pain is gone.
Mm-hmm.
Some physicians recommend, you know, ibuprofen, aspirin for anti-inflammatory features and painkillers.
What about margaritas? Is that
margaritas are good? Yes.
Elevate your feet whenever you drink a margarita. Remember this. Okay.
Well, definitely elevate your feet.
Okay.
So resting your body and elevating the area a little above your heart or the leg. Learning how to do some specific range of motion exercises that kind of have your ankle rotating in circles right to left, maybe having your feet analyzed as far as maybe you need some better shoes or arch support.
Susie, I've been reading about, because as you know, I am a health and fitness guru.
Right.
So I have been very closely following this movement of people running barefoot or buying shoes that give them the feeling of running barefoot. But I've also understood there's been an increase in injuries. Can you touch on that? Am I correct about that?
This is a great topic to talk about on this subject. We talked about running barefoot, and when you're shifting like that from, you know, from a rubber huge separation between your foot and the earth,
mm-hmm.
going to almost a minimal shoe or just like a sheath of rubber, wow, things can happen. You know, shin splints can really flare up. So people really, they're not listening. Some of them, most of them are, but you need to really go at that very carefully and very mildly and very slowly. You know, don't go from one thick, heavy shoe, you know, and then just run on the pavement. You know, it just doesn't happen.
Well, running on the pavement, I think, would be difficult anyway. If I see more running on the ground, but you got to be careful because it's uneven and you can, you know, injure yourself either way around. Someone told me just, you know, run on a treadmill, you know, and at least you know you're safe. Is that right? Does that make sense?
Well, yeah, sure. You know, and running barefoot versus running is going to change your whole strike pattern on how you hit the ground. Running barefoot, you don't even use your heel.
Wow.
Ever. You use the ball of your foot. You start to prance almost. It's all visual I can give you.
Yeah.
Versus striking the heel. So that's a whole other show, which we should actually, we should do that again because we talked about it one time.
Yes, I think so, because it sounds odd when you say it, but I know there's a logic. You know, feet have a mind of their own.
They do.
I've tried to explain that to so many people that it wasn't me. I was just kind of like, my feet kind of went in the door, you know, kind of.
Well, I'm sure, Tom, you've had many feet in the door during your career.
They just have a will of their own, Susie.
That's okay. One in front of the other. Well, long as it's not in your mouth, right? Very often.
Right. Well,
okay.
If you do talk radio, you find that they're quite a bit.
That's right.
Now, you said about ice. I always think ice is like the miracle drug. You know, it just seems to do so much.
Not the bad kind of ice. The ice in refrigerator.
No, but it seems to do so much. Seriously, it just seems to be so helpful. And yet, people go for the ibuprofen or they go for something else. I mean, I like the ice myself. It seems to do the trick.
Well, you know, people tend to create obstacles, and we'll talk about that in the next show. But, you know, we are quick fix society, and I have my clients, and even myself, if I'm coming off an injury,
mm-hmm.
I'll pack ice in my truck after I'm surfing or stand-up paddling. If I have an injury, usually my shoulders kind of talk to me, and that ice just brings, you know, that blood flow down, slows the inflammation down, and it can really do wonders for
Susie,
you.
Susie, thank you very much. Really appreciate talking to you every
thank
week.
Thank you.
And very quickly now, your website and telephone number in about 10 seconds.
Great. We'll have the show up soon for your listeners at SusieTrainsMaui.com. You can also call me at 808-283-2121.
All right. Susie Cooney, SusieTrainsMaui.com. If she's ever kicked you under the table at the shins, I know exactly what it feels like.
All right. I'm pretty nice.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Tom. Aloha.